Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here. Hey, why do I have the Voice of Truth, the Voice of Truth song? It's by Casting Crowns. Let's give them a plug, please. And what it is, it's a story about faith. Faith. Our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. Vast amount of time for me in my life, when I see something that's wrong, an injustice or some other thing like that, I have a tendency to want to just curl up in a fetal position and die, you know, because I'm fearful. And then when I come to my senses and I remember who's in charge, who I've been created in this image, my sins are forgiven. I mean, that's pretty intense. Forgiveness from his plan for the payment of our sin through God's son, Jesus. That's what I understand to be true. And that's what I've experienced in my life. So that's a little perspective from me as a Christian extremist. And when I understand, and actually I see things in my life where I see divine intervention happening, it reminds me, oh my goodness, if I would just get my focus on my relationship with Almighty God on a daily, momentary basis and know that He hears me because I'm one of His sheep, and that if I would just trust in His divine protection and walk in faith, it's amazing what'll happen. A lot of divine intervention. I was talking to Jeff Dickstein. Again, he was the lawyer we were interviewing in the first segments of the show today. It's Jeff Dickstein, JeffDickstein.com. I'm sure he wants you guys to check that out. And we're going to be playing on our podcast later. We'll have that posted on the internet at faithfreedoms.net, a podcast of that. And I'll announce it when we get it up to the website so people can pass it on to their friends. But when I talked to him, I was talking to him about a case that we had where we had to take a case to a federal court. And I told him, he said he was quite impressed when he saw that we won the case. He actually went on the website and read the case, and he's, wow, that's just amazing that we had a win. And I said, we had a lot of divine intervention. It was something that we didn't do because we felt like it were a bunch of kooky activists or something like that. It was something that needed to be done, and the Lord gave me the grace and the faith to get through it. And then what happened right smack in the middle of the case, we kept getting literal miracles, moment by moment interventions of divine power and influence, even on the judge's predisposition to hate me. We ended up prevailing in a courtroom, and people defamed me over the issue, and they continue to defame in some instances because it's something they don't understand, and they see if you are going against the government, they see it as if you're going against the government. You're not going against the government. You're going against a behavior of a man that was not according to law. And they happen to be in the office of government, and true government can't violate the law, can it? Or else it wouldn't be acting as government. So when somebody in government violates law, and sometimes somebody in the legislature could be putting together an act of the legislature that violates law, you're not going against the government. You're going against the violation of law. And you're using the government to do it because you have to go to court, things like that. It takes a lot of faith, folks, a lot of faith. And we gain our freedom in accordance with our faith. It's the land of the free, land of the free and the home of the brave, or whatever. Yeah. But it takes bravery, doesn't it? So that's something that we commend you to here on the show. It's a little bit different. You are going to hear the issues of the day with some kind of a reference, I think. That is, again, my hope is I bring up the constitutional basis because I think that somebody, no matter what their religious view, it's a reference point we can all deal with. And I hold myself accountable to the biblical basis, so you know from which frame of reference I come. And then also we get to the right and wrong, but it's based on those other two first. So you're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. The number here is 888-850-1872. You're running out of time to get your opinion in here on the show today because we've got about 10 minutes left in the broadcast. There's a couple of things in the news that are very important that I discovered. One is, I'm going to get this. This is from the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. They're sending a newsletter out to their the members. So I'm going to read from it. And again, there was another thing here that I thought was interesting, and it had to do with presidential staff supporting forced population control. With this global climate change thing, the big compelling interest of government now is saving the earth and jobs. So what happens is they forsake any obligation that the government might have to first protect your rights. You got to make sure that the government's ends are proper, because it may be that the means to the end, if they're concerned about economy or the expansion of their economic prowess, and the mechanism or the means, the enemy, you know, that they're going to take on is global government or, global greenhouse gases or whatever it is. It may be that they, as a means to the ends, trump your natural rights and obligations before Almighty God. And what if they come to you and knock on your door and say, we have to eliminate one of your children? Oh, you're pregnant. We have a right to intrude upon your right privacy. It's reasonable for us, for the sake of the global carbon footprint, to eliminate the baby in your womb. You don't know how weird things will get, but if they don't have the authority to do it, we won't be having the discussion. So you have to be wary about people acting outside their authority. Let's see what this complaint by the HSLDA says. It says the U.S. House Education and Labor Committee is scheduled to hold a committee hearing for House H.R. 3017, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act of 2009. Some of you listening may love this act and hate my show, but sometimes you listen to things you hate because just we're going to talk about these issues with a very intriguing viewpoint here. They called it ENDA, Employment Non-Discrimination Act of 2009. ENDA, it might be the ENDA, the Earth, today, Wednesday, September 23, 2009. ENDA will make it illegal for employers to refuse to hire an employee based on that person's sexual orientation or gender identity. This would mean that a business or organization with more than 15 employees would be barred by federal law. Oh, by the way, if they never filled out the SS4 form, now I'm not saying not to, I just can't find where you're supposed to. And if you can tell me where it is, of course, you can call us at 888-850-1872. There may be a thing that they've done that has obligated them to this. But look at this. A business or organization that has become a federal employer by means of the SS4 form, if they have 15 employees or more, they'll be barred by federal law from refusing to hire a person because of the person's sexual orientation or how they identify their gender, with or without regard to the individual's designated sex at birth. This opens up the opportunity for anyone to file a lawsuit against a business or organization they claim did not hire them based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. And again, I'm reading from a homeschool legal defense. You know what it is? They've got people in their membership who have little small businesses like family free enterprise things going on. Who knows how many kids they have, right? Although H.R. 3017 includes an exemption for religious organizations, and that's an interesting term in itself, this religious exemption could lead to courts making a determination if a certain employee was hired to perform work of a religious nature, or if the business or organization is even religious in nature. So they start scrutinizing that. Additionally, this religious exemption, well, here's the other question. What is a really religious organization that is truly operating in religion under the kingdom of religion that is exempt, not because the government wants to exempt them, but because they're essentially immune? What are they doing becoming a U.S. employer? That's something I think that many of them don't even understand and end up opting into, not realizing that they're forsaking certain rights. Additionally, this religious exemption would not apply to a secular company. Now watch this, a secular company. What makes a company secular? Even if it is owned and operated by people of faith who believe that homosexuality is a sin, H.R. 3017 will require people of faith to check their religious practices at the door of their workplace. There was a suit, a human rights suit, in New Mexico not too long ago about a photographer who was asked to photograph a celebration of two women coming in, I guess they were getting together in what I would consider unholy quasi-matrimony. That's my understanding of it. If you have an objection, please give us a call and be nice at 888-850-1872. And so what happened is they were sued. Actually, they ended up having to pay court fees or something like that. But it cost them thousands of dollars to defend themselves. Because what it was is they say, no, I can't associate myself or my business with an affirmation of your truly warped and depraved practice. I cannot do that. I cannot endorse it. What if they asked them to take photos of somebody in the nude? Are they supposed to do that too? If they think it's depraved and wrong, would they be forced to do that photography? I mean, so what happens is people are getting sued because they will not do certain things in their business. That's what's going on. Today we have lost our presupposition of righteousness and an obligation to live righteously in public and in private, but we forget that in public, if somebody is acting wrongly and it's an offense to the public morals, which it ought to be, it's a violation of the law of nature and of divine revelation in the Holy Bible, talking about, you know, a proper relationship between a man and a woman. Well, in the good old days, it wouldn't be out in the public. It wouldn't be tolerated. Now, what you do behind your closed door, you're accountable to God for. But as soon as you start parading that out in public, man, that needs to be nipped in the bud. Well, now, today, it's celebrated by the government, in fact, protected by government. In fact, you might be injured in your person, property, or liberty if you do not endorse with with an outward display with affiliating with some of this really strange behavior. So while ENDA, as the Homeschool Legal Defense says, while talking to their members, is not homeschooled related, many of our members have expressed deep concern about this type of legislation. We are, and I know particularly, I've had some of them talk to me and say that they have kind of a family free enterprise business that they do, and they are concerned about affiliations and associations and whether or not they'd be forced to participate in certain activities because of, let's say, if they're a photographer or something like that. HSLDA says, we're offering this legislative update as a service to you because you have requested this kind of information. So that's HR 3017 in Congress, Non-Discrimination Act of 2009. They call it ENDA. You may like it. And what it comes down to is, once you invite the government, if you're becoming a U.S. employer, you've invited this opportunity for total federal regulation over your business with relation to employees. You get the benefit of having people who will come work for you because they get an employee benefit. They get, if they get lose their job, they get unemployment benefits, they get Social Security benefits because you have opted to become a U.S. employer. And of course, then you can lend that benefit to them as an employee of a U.S. employer. So there's normally some string attached. It might sound good, but ultimately, I don't know if it's in your best interest. So our freedom is going to come in proportion to our faith. It's imperative for each of us to have a right relationship with Almighty God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. In doing that, we may be motivated to do some things that may be considered by some as to be like activist or something like that. If a man knows a good he ought to do it and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. Whatever of faith is not of sin. Those things are in the New Testament, in the Bible. Something to consider. Thank you for listening to the Faith and Freedom Show, where we're going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Thank you to listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM, WIFL, for the Liberty Works Radio Network. Stay tuned. Become a part of what is happening here. Great things are happening. Sacrifice is being made on your behalf by the Liberty Works Radio Network. Encourage you to go to the website, libertyworksradionetwork.com. Become a member. Participate.